Mike on the air, Slammin' Sammy here. Football time in Texas. Let's go to the phone. We got Butch on the line with us. Butch, what about it? We have a great year or what?
How you doing?
Good, Butch. Tell me about this season. It's going to be
gonna
good.
We're going to have a hell of a season this year. Windshield's going to take us all the way.
Deep slant, trip stacked right.
Primary receivers. Inside flanker.
Z burst.
My linemen are in 80 pass block.
How deep did you drop?
Five steps.
Five steps. Trip stack lift.
Inside 8 yard curl.
You going to get a scholarship?
Yes, Mom.
Z receiver.
It's Mojo Radio, Slammin' Sammy, and I've got Jerry on the line with us from the Sonic down there. Jerry, there's a lot of talk that Coach Gaines, with that $60,000 a year salary.
I know we're going with this now.
Well, he makes a little bit more than the principal of the school.
Now, I read the book. Just last week I was reading this book about Babe Ruth, and they asked him if he deserved his salary way back in 1904, whatever it was, and he said, hey, you know, they said, you make more than the president. He says, well, you know, can the president hit a baseball? And I'm telling you right now, you know, Coach Gary Gaines, they could give him $100,000 a year, and if these boys go undefeated, it's worth every single dollar.
I tell you what, principal of Birmingham don't get 28,000 people.
I got 2 to 3 stages of protection. My linemen are 80 pass block.
Wide receiver?
He runs burst route. He sees cover two, he bends outside 8 to 12 yards.
20 yards and runs straight to the sideline. Are you ready for this, Mike? Let's go. Snap it up.
You want to know why you ain't got a girl yet, Waterbug?
Why?
You got the wrong shoes on, man. You got on white Adidas. Everybody know the shoe is nice. Nothing holds a nickel next to Nike. Ask Ivan. Ask Preacher Man.
What kind of shoes in your feet don't matter?
Come on, Preacher. Bullshit.
Don't matter at all.
You know God made black beautiful. God made booby beautiful. Black and strong.
His mouth keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And when Booby knocks some fools out, Booby gonna knock them out with black knights on his feet. Ain't that right?
I could knock you out a pair of flip-flops.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna knock them out with knights on my feet. And I'm gonna smile when I do it.
Let's go, 5 minutes. Let's go.
Boobie, that's my nephew out there.
Tomorrow I can play some football. I'm telling you.
I think it won the Heisman Trophy Sunday.
The Heisman, really?
Oh, yes, sir. You can bet on it.
I got it.
Okay, who's your guy's favorite player?
Miles.
He can spin right. Don't make no difference. He can block, tackle, score the touchdown, snap the ball, hold the ball, and kick the extra point. Hell, the boy will fill up the Gatorade cooler, walk the dog, and paint the back foot. I'm telling you, that boy can flat out play football.
And he can pass.
Should we believe the hype?
What hype?
The hype about Boobie Miles.
Now, hype is something that's not for real. I'm all real.
I'm Chris Comer. I'm a running back.
So that means you're Boobie's backup.
Well, I'm actually Boobie's backup. I'm third string right now.
You know which way you're supposed to run?
Yeah, it was strong right, all right.
I ain't talking about the play. I know what the play was, okay? I know what the play was, okay?
Odessa's a small town, and when you screw up, everybody knows about it.
Your dad played at Permian. What's it like to be the son of a local legend?
Hold on to the damn ball, Donnie!
Next question.
There it goes!
How are your grades, Boobie?
I get straight A's. I'm an athlete.
In what subject?
Hey, there's only one subject. It's football. Ain't no other subject. You know?
Hut!
Are you sure he's part of your gene pool, Charlie?
Shit.
Red alert, everybody.
What about the expectations of coaching a team like this in a community like this?
Well, I guess there's always a surprise or two in every community.
Ball, just concentrate on hanging on the ball. Both hands, okay?
Hey,
both hands, that's all.
Hey, come here. What's the problem?
Get off the field, Dad.
Why can't you hold on to the football? It's so goddamn hard about holding on to it.
I'm sorry.
All you got to do is hold on to the goddamn football, and you can't do it. Tell me why you can't do it. Just tell me. That's all I want to know.
I'll try better next time.
Come on. Hey. Don't you walk away from me when I'm talking to you. You hear me? Tell me why you can't hold on to the ball.
Enough.
Come on.
Mr. Billy.
Tell me. Answer a question. It's first day of practice, Mr. Billy. Hold on.
Seriously.
Mr. Billy. God, come
on. Not Charlie. Okay.
Embarrassing me out here.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
It's all right. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Here we go. Yeah. Slot right. 38.
Billy Lee, you ain't got to worry about holding on to the ball, man.
Why is that?
Because you ain't going to get the ball. Your job is to be blocking for Boobie. I don't care if your daddy is over there crying.
Shut up, do you?
Our team's been playing with each other for a long time, and we got the brotherhood part of it down pretty much.
People here at Permian are already predicting a state championship. Is there any pressure to that for you guys?
Well, anytime I start predicting state championships, there's always pressure, believe me.
You guys don't have a lot of size. How can you make up for that?
We're going to rely on our speed. Discipline.
Come on, Ivory. You're in the game now. You're in the game.
Do football players get special treatment here? What do you have to do to be a better football player this year? You enjoy playing football?
You quit reading your press clippings, all right? Because you're smaller. And you're going to be smaller every week.
Yo, man!
Yeah, it is hard to be humble.
Ain't going to be no growth spurt between now and the first game.
Where does all that anger come from?
But they're going to underestimate you every single week. We teach you this technique for a reason. We do not do this to make our heads rattle. You're going to use your mind. You're going to play with your heart. Come on. That's what you're going to use to win the state championship. Get up, Ivory. Get up. Get up. Get up.
It's a good day, gentlemen. It's a good day to think about responsibility. It's a good day to ask yourself if on a personal level you're willing to accept that. If you're willing to accept the responsibility that you have to protect this team and this school and this town. And make no mistake about it, gentlemen. We are in the business of protecting this town. We're in the business of winning. The expectations couldn't be any higher. We will win state. We will win state. Can you be perfect?
I'm all right.
Come on, Mike, live a little.
He's not going out either.
Yeah, he is.
Mike, you're going out tonight. And if I have anything to say about it, you're going to get laid, too.
Billingsley! Billingsley! Party at Taylor's house now, Billingsley! You better be there! You're going to get wasted! Party at Taylor's house! Billingsley!
Isn't that guy like 35?
Mike? Here's your mom's food.
I'm up.
No, don't worry about it. It's on us, How's she doing, by the way?
You never give me free food, David.
I just gave you free food.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Say hi to your mom, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Stay out of jail, Billingsley.
You're not going home, Mike.
I ain't going out drunk fooling.
How about I bring your mom some dinner so you can come out with us? Because we're going to get laid, and we're going to get drunk, and we're going to win state, but not tonight.
All right.
You've been blessed, Mike. Because we got a runner. He's going to make us all look good. So I'm telling you, you can lighten up.
All you got to do is exist in those 2 seconds between the snap and you getting booby the ball. So lighten up, Mike.
Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Brian.
How's old Gaines treating you? Got you boys in line? Got you all perfect?
We're getting there.
All right, how's your mom?
Fine, sir.
All right.
Listen, you mind we get a quick shot real quick with the kid? A little picture here?
Shot?
Yeah, a little picture.
Yeah, sure.
All right, sweetie. Let's take a picture. And my baby girl, the next Texas State Championship quarterback, huh? Where's the damn camera? Winchell boy, you remember every minute of this, I'm telling you right now. You're 17, but it goes fast. Don't sleep. Don't waste a second of it. Because before you know it, it's done. None but babies and memories. You hear me? Babies and memories. Smile, sweetheart. Smile, give us a smile. Say mojo. Say mojo. I tell you what, why don't you hold on to it for a little while? Babysitter for us for a couple of hours. We're gonna go get a drink. We'll be back in a little bit. All right. Kidding with you, Nick. Come here, sweetie. Just go back over to Mom. All right. Thank you. Hey. Bring it home, huh? Bring one of these home. Get you one of these. Christian, get you one of these, boys. Right here. Hey, Colin.
Wanna go to that party? Just for a little bit. Here we go.
What I saw was speed out there, but where's the beef, Coach? I saw me some small boys.
We're small.
No, I think we're going to be okay.
On defense?
Yes, ma'am. I firmly believe that.
What about, 1-8?
Hi, Mike. I'm Melissa.
I know who you are.
You do.
Everybody knows who you are, Melissa.
Everybody knows who you are, Mike.
Is that right?
Love. Hey, you Arab oil embargo.
Oh, God. Don't talk about that.
Midland Lee likes to bust it up the middle, too.
Well, you're right about that.
You know what you should do? Sure. You should play Billy Miles defense. Work him both ways.
Well, see, the problem with that is I don't want to get him hurt. We need him to score touchdowns.
That big nigger ain't going to break. No. You want to beat Midland Lee, you play him middle linebacker. Break some heads out there.
Are you ready for Midland Lee, Coach?
I got a letter from the government the other day. I'm open and ready.
This is not about booty. This is about the fact that we're sitting here in the stereo while they're out there. I want to be with a ball carrier. Don't you baby booby me. I want to see something. You go quick. Can I get a touchdown? Hold on. How about that? Can I get a touchdown?
Why don't you have a girlfriend?
I don't know.
Why doesn't he have a girlfriend? Is that a rule or something?
No, not really.
Well, then why don't you have a girlfriend?
Just don't.
Are you gay?
What?
Is he gay?
I'm not gay.
Can you prove it?
Coach, here's to the start of your second season as our head coach. We're here, we believe in you and Sharon,
And to sitting here in December as the state champions of Texas.
Let's bring them hell.
Go, Mojo!
Go, Mojo! Go, Mojo!
Yes, yes, go get it.
Bring us some glory, coach.
Why isn't anyone allowed at your house?
People come over.
When? Is your mother really crazy?
No.
Are you crazy?
Do I look crazy?
Look like someone's gonna get the hell out of Odessa, Texas one day and never look back. It seriously works for me.
Go back to bed, please.
Who's this? It's Melissa?
Yes.
Maria.
How you doing, Maria? Damn, girl, you have grown up.
Dad, please, can you just go back to bed?
What happened to my lamp?
Hey, y'all. What's going on? Hey, Flippy. Hi, Maria.
What happened to my lamp?
I dropped it.
Yeah, you dropped it. That makes perfect sense, huh? You dropped it. Can't hold on to the lamp. Can't hold on to the football.
I can hold on to the football, Daniel. Get the hell out of here!
Little fumble. Can hold on to the football. Since when can you hold on to the football? I haven't seen it. You hold on to it today? How about yesterday? Did you hold on to the football yesterday? Have you seen him hold on to the football? How about tomorrow? You gonna hold on to it tomorrow? How about now?
Can you hold on?
Hold on to the football.
Damn it,
hold on to the football.
Dad.
Huh?
What are you doing?
Maybe this will help. Dad!
What are you doing?
Hold on to
the fucking football. Stop!
Dad!
Okay,
God damn it, Dad! Knock it off!
You boys all right?
Yes, sir.
Not sure.
Going to win state?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Undefeated?
Yes, sir.
Get it done.
The Southern California lifestyle is but one of the bonus features of playing for,
what's that word?
Distinguished.
Okay.
Is that one from UCLA?
No, this is USC.
Oh, that's USC.
That's UCLA right there.
Right.
Hey, Mike, you gonna come visit my distinguished ass in California? See if I can put the damn smile on your face. You know I'm finna be rich, right? I think about hiring Eddie Murphy to lay some of his shit on you. Till you crack a damn smile. No? Well, what about Richard Pryor? Bill Cosby? I know you like Bill Cosby. Mike Winchell, you got a natural ability for throwing Booby Miles the ball. And every once in a while, you throw a pretty good pass, so you're going to eat your jelly pudding pops. Yo, Mike Winchell, you're going to move out of Odessa, Texas one day, baby. And you're gonna come visit Boob and Miles in California. And you're gonna smile. or I'm going to stick about 4 Puddin' Pops up your white ass. Now, oh my God, I got Mike Winchell smiling. Look at this. Whoa. Did y'all see it? Whoa. That's probably the only smile y'all going to see from Mike all season. Yeah. I'm distinguished now.
Hey, Booby.
What?
You didn't lift.
Come on, man. This is God-given. Only thing I got to do is just show up.
Now, this people call this monument out here, the Ratliff Stadium, the monument to football of Odessa. They say some of that money should have gone to the school. What's your feelings on that, do you? You play ball.
Ain't that stadium part of the school? So I'm saying the money did go to the school. What's everybody whining about? This is football country, folks. Come on, get your heads down.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Karen.
It's you. Do you like it?
I think so. What is it?
Rice Krispie. You like it, right?
Yeah, I love it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. You real busy?
I got a minute or two.
All right.
What you got up?
I got some characters out here. Mind
who you got with you?
Yeah, I got Wilkins.
Well, hey.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Pretty wife of yours. She's good.
You ready for Friday night? Sure hope so. Seems pretty good. I feel pretty good about it. I really do.
We just want to come by and visit, maybe talk about defense a little bit, if you got a second.
Yeah, you got time.
We got a dog named Mojo. We got a cat named Panther. You got season tickets? Oh, you kidding? Yeah, we don't miss anything. We go to all the scrimmages.
Instead of a cover two zone, just as an idea.
Get the D line in as many gaps and stack gaps as possible. Double dent type of technique.
Hey,
how you doing?
Strong B slide force. Hell, we can look at an 86.
Yeah, he'll still be a robber or a monster.
Get Ivory out of the bull rush.
He can get into the handles quicker and go.
And go.
Go, 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 go. It's all about the speed makeup,
exactly.
That size differential.
Yeah. What do you think, Coach?
Now, obviously, we're not Division I, but we got a good program. You play well enough, we'll find you a spot at Kansas Wesleyan.
Well, how far is the drive?
What drive?
To your school. How far is it from Odessa to your school?
I don't know, 10 or 12 hours.
Are you offering?
Ma'am?
Right now, are you offering? If you are, we're in.
Mom.
Well, he'll sign his intent right now.
Well, obviously, we're interested, Miss Winchell. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, Mike. But right now, that's all we are, is...
interested.
Now, you go get at him. You throw some touchdowns, you win some football games, maybe a state championship, huh? We'll see if we can't find you a home at Kansas Wesleyan.
Yes.
Do you like playing football, Mike?
Yes.
Is it fun for you?
Lots of fun, sir.
He loves the game.
That's good. It's important. It's legitimate love of the game.
It's supposed to be fun, you know. Greatest game in the world.
I'm not that good at toasting, but I'll give it a try. In fact, business, I don't know if I've ever done a toast myself before. Been involved in a few, but here's to Booby Miles, who, well, everything you get this year, you deserve it, because you work hard and you. I'm real proud of you, and LV, to you, I can't even tell you how proud of you I am. The way you've raised this kid and what you do for him, and here's to a great season. And God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless.
Thank you.
We've been thinking about this for 4 months now. Now, you seniors have been thinking about it for 17 years. Well, it's here now. It's time. If any of you have any doubt in your mind, I don't want you to walk through that door over there. You shouldn't have any doubt in your mind about what you're supposed to do tonight and about how you're supposed to do it. So let's take care of it!
First down.
I
put you to be Booby around one more. Booby Miles, 35 yards out. Scores the Mojo touchdown. Spelling play. Booby, here we go again. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Mojo. What? Booby Miles has it all in one great package. The speed, the size, the athleticism. Let me tell you, folks, Booby Miles is worth the price of admission.
Yeah, all right.
Booby Miles breaking loose one more time.
Yes, sir!
Chavez!
Chavez is playing like a man possessed. Calm down, son.
Bellingsley. Go sit down. Go get on the bench. Get on the bench. Good. Great.
I like enthusiasm. My goodness.
He's gonna throw it.
What an arm. Did you see the throw?
Booby Miles from 35 yards out scores the Mojo touchdown.
You did a great job from your spot. Give me a smile.
Booby Miles is about as solid as you can ask for.
He ain't gonna smile.
Why not? Why didn't he ever smile?
He's more eternal.
Whoa. Would you let me kick the extra point?
Not this time.
Come on,
you did enough.
Come on.
Chris Palmer.
Palmer. You're in the game. Come on. Hey, son. Come in. Where are you going?
You want me to go in, coach?
You don't want a helmet? Where's your helmet? Go get it.
Yes, sir. See my helmet, man?
Find your helmet, son.
What you looking for, water boy? Hey,
let me get this real quick.
No
way. Get your helmet, man. Come on.
My goodness gracious.
Booby. Water bug, you can't come out here with no helmet, man.
Yeah. You see my helmet right here? I can still go in.
28 sweet.
You don't know where your helmet is. What are you thinking? Where did you put your helmet?
Right there. Second.
Well, it ain't there. You do not know that you play the game with a helmet on? It's your kill there right now.
He's going to take it back to Miles. Miles cuts to his right. Bailey takes him down.
Was that a knee?
Could have been.
Hold on.
Mitchell was still in there. Billingsley was still in there. Unfortunately,
It's definitely his ACL. I mean, it's a legitimate tear.
You think he tore any cartilage?
Maybe. I could feel the knee catching.
What do you think?
With this kid, it's all about how he responds mentally. I don't know.
All right, everybody, listen up. He's going to be fine. It's not serious. There's no tear. He'll be back in a week. That's the good news. Even better news, y'all played a great football game tonight. A real good football game. I'm really proud of you. And Mike, where's Mike Winchell? Mike, I'm proud of you, son. You showed discipline. You showed leadership. You played your butt off, son. I'm proud of you. All of you. Proud of all of you. And now Wilson, now that's body tackle. That's what I've been telling you about. Did y'all see him tonight? Anyway, I'm proud of every one of you. I'm proud of the coaches, all of y'all, each and every player. I want you to go celebrate. Feel good about yourselves tonight, okay? Come on!
So we're leaving by good day. He leaves the boy in there like that? That makes no sense. You got to protect your best asset. What's the matter with this man?
Well, we were
He's going to ruin the whole season for us right there.
We were up. We were winning big. And the boy stays in the game.
Yeah. What's that all? You don't need any more. You need to accomplish anymore.
I think Coach Gaines is a stupid f***ing idiot.
Hey.
Well, he should got, you know, he shouldn't have put him in. I mean, we had a big lead and everything. And I mean, I don't understand what that was all about. I mean, we can't do anything without Booby.
We had the game won.
I'm feeling some damage on the right side here.
Well, can I play on Friday?
I think you got a slight tear.
Can he play?
Yeah, can I play?
Can he play football? Can I?
Look, you need to get up to Midland. Get an MRI.
Can an MRI fix your knee?
Is he the one player you can't do without?
Well, I never looked at it that way. A football team is not about one player or two players. A football team is about the team. This is a unit, and that's the way we have to play. It's going to be a challenge.
You're making some bad decisions.
You're playing like the village idiot. You want people to think you're the village idiot? Is that what you want people to think?
As the Eagles take down the Panthers 49-6, and for Coach Gary Gaines, Clay, it's got to be back to the drawing board.
That's going to be the word around town all week. Coach Gaines, what are you going to do? The loss of Booby Miles cannot result in the loss of this season.
Hell of a game.
Give me the keys.
Way to take care of business.
Give me the keys, Dan.
We just need a few more days, Coach. We'll be back.
You going to Midland and get that MRI?
I don't need nothing in Midland. Those rich hillbillies ain't never seen nothing as pretty as Booby Miles' knee. Them MRI machines wouldn't know what to do with it.
You're going to be just fine, Coach Gaines. We're going to go back to the clinic, but they already said ain't no tears.
No tear?
Ain't no tear.
Is that what they said?
Yes, sir. We're going to go back for some double confirmation, but when it comes time to play Midland League, we be good to go, coach.
That's good, then.
He designed his offense around one player. We're dead.
We're not dead. We just need to start throwing the football.
We're dead. Dead. Pull it.
We gotta lighten up. We're 17.
Do you feel 17?
I don't feel 17. Pull it.
We will win state.
Chava, you're like a human pinata. You get your ass all beat on more than anybody I know, and you just sit there and spit out candy.
That's because he's out of here. He's got the grades. And no matter what, if we win or lose, he knows he's getting out. He's like the one foot out the door, man.
Shoot, Charlie.
You're going to be drinking martinis.
Give me the gun.
Eating lamb chops. Getting manicured.
You're just jealous, Billy.
Removing your freaking shoes.
What's it like being the quarterback?
I mean, this is a big responsibility for a 17-year-old kid.
No, that is not acceptable.
Sort of, I mean, it's not too bad, I know.
You are playing like a fool.
Do you think you can handle it?
If you got a receiver getting jammed inside, what will you do with your brain?
Yeah, hope so.
What will your brain do? You'll throw outside.
Throw that outside.
You'll throw outside. Now, you think you can do that?
Yes, sir.
Well, show me. Show me.
Hey. Yeah, well, I thought maybe if you came home, it'd help out a little bit. She's sick. She's not doing so good. It's just kind of hard. Football's starting, and it's a lot. I thought maybe if you could come home, it'd help out a little bit, because she's your mother, too. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Can you get the job done, Mike? We're pretty small. I didn't ask you if you think we're small. I ask you if you think we can get the job done.
Think so?
Well, you're gonna have to do better than I think so. Is that clear?
It's clear.
Now I'm gonna assume that by now you've learned that the world's not fair, and sometimes you get the short end, that's all you get. And if you don't do something personally to fix it, and that's all you're ever gonna get.
Yes.
Mike.
Mounted to the Marcuses and the other defendants using their position of trust.
Do you want to play college ball? Do you want to get out of this town?
I think so.
Well, why aren't you doing something about it?
My mind's not right.
One of these days, you're going to have to get out of this house. You're going to have to leave her.
Yes, sir.
You got to accept the fact that people have to take care of themselves, and that includes you. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. The truth is, against some pretty overwhelming odds, if you do decide to accept that, look at me, Mike. If you decide to accept that,
You're gonna seriously fly, son.
Well, same song, different verse. Middle of the second quarter, Cooper has a 14-0 lead. Things are really going south in a hurry. But when you got an offense play built around one player, that's great. As long as the player's there when he gets hurt. In this case, like Ruby Miles, this is what you do.
I don't know, but the Canes better come up with a plan quick, because the unthinkable's going to happen. The Panthers are going to lose two consecutive district games.
Wilson gets the handoff, and he's got room to run on the left-hand side across the line. Close line by Gary Grubbs. And he's down.
Give me a running back.
Good grief, folks. Herman has lost Booby Miles. Now Wilson.
Cover. Yeah, come on.
Leaving them with third-string running back Chris Comer. Comer around the right side. Has some room to run and runs out of bounds.
What is that?
I didn't have no blocks.
You are so soft. Are you scared?
I didn't have no blocks.
Football is a contact sport.
I don't know what he's looking for. He may be looking for a badminton scholarship or something, but that's not going to cut it.
That's 240.
The snap. Look at the throw. Here comes the rush. Winchell avoids the rush. Throws the ball. Comer turns from blocker to receiver. Has the ball. Crosses the 20-yard line. Crosses the 30. Comer to the 40. Comer to the 50. Where did this speed come from?
No, no, no.
Across the 40.
Who was that? It was Comer. Our goal was Comer. That was Comer.
Comer has a mojo touchdown. Chris Comer with his first varsity TD. Not going to hang on to that ball. 85 yards, the second longest pass play in Permian history. Interception, Brian Chavez. Evelyn Cooper back to punt. It's blocked. Touchdown, Permian at the mojo touchdown. Phillips out the middle, picks up a great block from Comer. Forearm shiver to Harkin. In for the mojo touchdown.
There's your old school football. I think this town Charlie would have done it, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, where did this guy come from?
Chris Comer has scored on a couple of fantastic runs and one fantastic pass reception, leading Mojo from a 14-0 deficit.
I tried in New York City.
Hello? I'm feeling great. How are you? I feel much better than I did before the hit.
This team has got a swagger. They're walking tall. They're playing tough. What do you think?
I love these kids. I love the way Winchell's playing.
Real good. They came together after Boogie went out.
Winchell looking for Hill. He's got him. Touchdown in the corner.
Hey, Dad, you know, we just have to dig deep.
Chris Comer's amazing. You know, he's stepping in just nicely.
But my concern is that he doesn't have the experience in the long run, you know?
If they can just stay strong, not get overconfident, take out Midland Lee, I think we're gone, man.
I think we're going to go all the way, but I'm a little worried.
Oh, no, sir. It was just a small spray. It was just a precaution.
We're on a roll.
I don't think it's time for a celebration dance just yet. You know, we got Midland coming up.
Midland Lee is the real deal.
We don't need to be swaggering right now. We got to be playing and practicing.
Permian zips past North Shore Galena, 17-3. Come on, we're 5-1. The team's winning now.
They all win, but who we playing? I mean, come on, mediocre team.
Two losses could shut the door on the Permian Panthers.
Well, I love what I'm seeing, but let's don't start tooting our horns just yet. You know what I mean?
You lose two division games in this football climate, and you're done, Sammy. You're done.
Midland.
Booby, that's the best damn hospital in Texas. The very best.
My son Andrew played for Midland and ended up back east at Penn.
Oh, he's playing with Joe Paterno.
University of Pennsylvania, pre-med. Just let it relax. You have any pain?
Not at all.
Does this hurt?
Nope.
None of that hurts?
Nope.
Okay. Go ahead and sit up and just let your legs hang over the side. Why don't you go ahead and get dressed and let me look at the skin. I'm sorry. You're James's dad?
No, I'm his uncle.
Come over and let me look at the scan with you. This is the scan we just did today of his knee, and this is looking right through the middle of the knee, and what we're looking at right through here is the ACL, and what this shows is that he's had a fairly significant, fairly serious injury. James, let me show you. Right through here is where the injury is, and it looks like you've had a pretty serious injury to that part of your knee, significant enough that I have concerns about what you can do from here on.
So when can I suit up?
Well, let me just say, with how your knee felt when I examined it and what I see on the scan, with the things that you do well, the reason you're great is that you can run and cut and hammer people and you don't hesitate because you've got a solid knee. When you don't have this ligament, you can't do that, so it's really out of the question.
Wait, no, that's not what Dr. Spencer said. He said 3 weeks. 3 weeks is up, and I'm ready to play.
I understand. But again, based on what I see, when I feel your knee, examine your knee, what I see here, you really can't play with this kind of injury.
What are you talking about? I can't play. I'm going to play. Listen, I'm ready to play.
What I want is for you
My
to be
team
able to,
needs me. I'm ready to play.
Listen to me.
I am listening to you.
I want what's best for you. You and I are on the same page. I want you
we
to be able
on
to
the same page.
No, we are.
How you going to want what's best for me? Hold on. How you going to want what's best for me? You from Midland, right?
Listen to me.
You from Midland?
Listen.
Huh?
I want to be able to change.
This is bull, man. You just jealous because you from Midland.
What I recommend, listen
to me. You jealous because you from Midland. Who paying you?
I recommend.
Who paying you?
Come on, Boobie, that's okay.
Who paying you? You trying to take my football career?
No, listen.
Boobie, take my football career. Trying to take my football
career. Listen to me. You're back on Mojo Radio at Slam and Sammy Stands. I knew tonight's game was going to be a big game, but it just got bigger. Earlier today, Cooper beat Woodland, which means that if Permian wins tonight, they're in the playoffs. If they lose, though, they fall back into a three-way tie for first place. That means the tiebreaker is a coin toss.
So what did the doctor say? Well, see, if you go out there before your knee's ready.
Coach, my knee's fine.
You okay with this, LB?
Yeah, I'm good with it. 100%.
Go get dressed.
The most storied rivalry in the state of Texas is Permian hosting the Midland Lee Rebels at Ratliff Stadium. Tonight, one of these teams could take a step toward the playoffs. Permian has one district loss. Both Cooper and Midland Lee have two.
Well, there's no doubt about that. A win tonight puts Permian in the playoffs. No coin flip needed. Plus, it'll send the Lee Rebels home for the season.
Well, what do you know, folks? Look at this. Coming out of the locker room, number 45 has emerged from the locker room.
Boobie doesn't look like he's limping at all. He looks good to me. He looks like he's ready to go.
Now the question is, decoy or player?
He ain't gonna play.
I don't think so either.
Well, from what I know about Coach Gary Gaines, nobody holds his cards closer than Gary does.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Winchell pitches to Cole. Flips on his head. Winchell, pressured by Oliveira, swings the pass out to Billings. He picks up Dominguez. Dominguez will take it in from 25 yards away, and Lee breaks home top.
Don't worry about it, Coach. Let me spin, Coach. Y'all want to win? Put Boobie in.
Winchell will swing it out to Billingsley.
Come on, Donnie.
And the ball is stripped by Dominguez. Kevin Lane in a blatant face mask by Billingsley.
Donnie!
Set.
My goodness. Son, is there something wrong with you? Are you mentally okay? What are you putting your helmet on for? Take your helmet off. You're going to sit on the bench for a little while. You don't need that helmet on the bench.
Third down with less than 2 minutes to play in the half. Strandler over the left side. Uncontested. 32 yards out of TD.
Permian came in with a four-game win streak, but they haven't been tested all year. Coach Gaines is going to have to find a way to get his offense on track or start feeling his season slipping through his fingers.
Do you think you're playing football? Do you think you're playing football? Do you think you're playing football? You are showing me nothing. Do you understand me? Do you think you got it made? Do you think you got it made? Because if that's what you think, you're going to find out what it feels like
to sit on your asses and watch Midland Lee take your season.
Tonight for Mojo, and still no sign of James Booby Miles.
Y'all want to win? Put Booby in. I'm about to spin. Come on, coach. Come on, coach. Let me get this for you.
Under 5 minutes to play, and Lee still leads 14-7. Weak defense, weak offense, and no Booby. Your coach Gaines, what do you do?
Right now, Mike Mitchell can't get this offense going, and the Midland coach has seen Booby on the sideline. If you don't put him in, he knows you're bluffing. I'd put him in.
Stretch on one.
And now it's going to be the senior, number 45, lining up behind quarterback Mike Winchell. The offensive line is raring to go with room to run. Miles going left. Hesitates just a minute.
Let's go with six.
There's a holding. Get him out. That's the Dominguez brother. They take him down. He spins and he's down.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Folks, the utter joy of watching Booby Miles trot back onto the field has been replaced by the sheer misery of watching him being carried off of it. We unfortunately may have seen the last of Booby Miles in the black and white of Permian.
Well, he's done.
We're going to go jet fire, coach.
Well, you better go something.
1 minute, 35 seconds left to play in this one.
The Panthers move immediately to the hurry-up offense.
Booby no longer a factor. Comer, following the tackle, will dig up near midfield. The clock now inside of 120. It'll be second down, Permian. Lee clinging to that 7-point lead in time becomes a factor.
60 cheetah.
Again, Winchell to Payne, beating Preston. Only 40 seconds left. Mike Winchell trying to keep Hermie's playoff hopes alive. Takes the pass down the line.
Winchell was drilled, but he seems to be okay.
Back out. Winchell has time. He's looking. Again, Winchell to Payne. The clock continues to run. 25 seconds left. Comer barrels into the teeth of the Rebel defense.
Move, move.
Mike Winchell trying to keep the playoff hopes alive. Complete to Wild.
We got to go to the man.
This is for the ball game. The clock is still moving. Mike Winchell will go from the shotgun. The snap is back and he drops the ball.
Pick it up.
Picks it up. Steps into the pocket looking for Alvin Wiles. He's open. Here's the pass. And it's too tall. Midland Lee wins the ball game.
I don't understand what's going to happen at this point. How do we...
Well, another loss, and that's thrown us into a three-way tie. They're going to have a coin toss.
You're serious, though?
That's right. We're going to get the three coaches together. They're going to all toss a coin. That's 5A football's tiebreaker right now. What can I say?
What hell kind of way is that to make a decision?
I mean, when you assemble the kind of talent that we have here, and then you just throw it away like that. I mean, it started with him playing Booby when we had a big lead. And now, I mean, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing to be able to see these people. I mean, we could have been in the history book. And now,
ain't no way. That's it.
What about Winchell's play tonight?
Well, what do you think?
Damn it, Billingsley couldn't hold on
to the
ball.
They all suck. And I think it's just because of the coaching. That's what it is. You know what else it is, too?
What is it?
They're doing too much learning in the schools.
My daddy used to take a bull whip, and he'd cut it up, and he'd tie 13 knots in it. And then he'd beat me and beat me in my gut until I got a sick feeling in my stomach. Well, that's how I feel when I watch you play football. Sick at my stomach. I need some fresh air.
What the hell are you doing?
Get this sickness out of my stomach.
Yeah.
God damn it, Dad. You were sent down here to learn how to play football, and you haven't. You have not. And I gotta take that as a personal failure.
Nobody in Mojo football wants to win at a coin toss, but that's the way it is. That's the way the tiebreaker is.
They ought to change it. They ought to change coaches. We're going to change, make a lot of changes next year.
I was supposed to make a man out of you. Shit. You know what that is. Do you know what that is? That's a state championship. I want a state championship.
Just calm down, Dad.
Can you touch it? Can you touch that? Can you touch that? Hell. What the hell are you doing?
You drunk bastard.
You ever feel cursed, Coach? That no matter what, inside your heart, you feel that you're gonna lose. Like something's hanging over you, following you, like a witch or a demon that just...
Well, you gotta be so messed up!
You can't win. I feel like that all the time. Even when things are going good. When we're winning, it's there. And when we're losing, it's there.
What is wrong with you?
It took me a long time to realize that there ain't much difference between winning and losing, except for how the outside world treats you. But inside you, it's about all the same, you know. It really is. Fact of the matter is, I believe that our only curses are the ones that are self-imposed. You know what I'm saying? We, all of us, dig our own holes.
Break somebody's back.
I don't like the show.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly unbelievable. A three-way tie for first place. So, in less than an hour, this truck stop, which we're not allowed to reveal the identity of, will serve as host for a coin toss that will send two of these teams to the state playoffs and one of them home empty-handed.
Okay, Skip, and we're on in three, two, one.
Folks, we're here with the three winning coaches. We've all agreed on the rules. Two out of three here, odd man out. If you got one tails, they're out. If you got one heads, they're out. It's a tough way after a great season for these coaches, but this is the way it's going to be. So when I give the word, we're going to toss our coins, and then the district's going to have its two representatives. Let's see the coins, guys. All right. Coach Doug McCutcheon from Abilene Cooper's got, what is it, Coach?
1922 silver dollar.
22 silver dollar. All right. And Coach Gary Gaines from Permian, you got a 69 nickel. And from Midland Lee, Coach Earl Miller's got a, well, that's just your basic U.S. quarter. Okay. Coaches ready? One.
And no curses.
Two. Three. Toss them. Coins are down.
This one looks like it's heads.
Okay, that's heads for Abilene Cooper. Heads.
That's mine.
It's heads.
Okay, Midland Lee is also heads.
Hey, we got a third one over here, Skip.
Coach, that's you.
Come on, Gaines.
Don't touch that. Just leave it alone. That's heads.
Yeah, that's heads, too. Permian is also heads. Man.
Yeah.
Well, it figures. The way you guys' teams played each other this year, it'd take more than one toss, so.
Hang on a second. You know, this corn's pretty worn. Does this look like heads to you, Doug? I can't tell the difference. It might be tails.
Folks, there might be some controversy here regarding Cooper's coin.
It's tails.
So the good news is that life continues for both Midland Lee and Permian High Schools, at least for another couple of weeks. That's the good news. The not-so-good news is that it looks like all roads are eventually leading to Dallas Carter, and what a monster of a team Dallas Carter is.
This Dallas Carter team appears to be completely unstoppable. I mean, the rumor is that they've got nine players that have already signed Division I letters of intent.
Damn, them boys big.
They are a very, very good football team, people.
I'll get that car fixed today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want this to sound like an apology or anything, but I didn't mean half the things
I
said. You ain't getting it. You don't understand. That it's the only thing you're ever going to have. Forever. It carries you forever. It's an ugly fact of life. Donnie, hell. It's the only fact of life. You got 1 year. One stinking year to make yourself some memories, son. That's all. It's gone after that. And I'll be damned if you're not gonna miss it. Thank you.
What's up, Warder Boog?
What's up, Booby?
Playoffs belong to you, baby.
I'll make you proud. What y'all looking at?
Play your ass off. Win state. Be perfect. All that shit.
This is a gift for you. It's gonna be worth a lot of money.
I bet it will.
You'd be perfect, preacher man.
So.
What are you gonna do? I can't do nothing else but play football.
Hey, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it. I can't be doing nothing else.
It'll be all right, son.
I can't do nothing else but play football. What? We practiced, didn't we? We practiced.
It'll be okay.
You told me you was gonna go to the pro. I don't know what I'm gonna do with that on my knee. Oh, my voice is
somebody else.
No. No, I went down to buy you a house.
It's playoff time in Texas, and who cares if Permian snuck in on a coin toss?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of expectations for this Permian football team, and you gotta love this playoff atmosphere.
They call this the thinning of the herd, the survival of the fittest. Win, you go long. Lose, you play basketball.
Quarterback Mike Winchell runs back, rolls right, throws long, caught, touchdown!
The Panthers defeated Dallas Jesuits to advance to the round of 16. Down south, the killing machine that is Dallas Carter rolls over Lufkin 16-0.
Comer for the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Chris Comer, folks, into the end zone for a marathon.
Chris Comer with another sensational performance.
Permian cruises half to Angelo and into the quarter.
Permian has looked great tonight, but Dallas Carter is playing on a whole different level. Intercepted by Brian Chavez.
Great read of
touchdown from 45 yards out.
Permian defeats Nimitz 48-7. Moving into the semifinals of the Texas Friday playoff. Carter easily advancing to the state finals.
Mike Wenzel drops that and throws a 50-yard bomb. It's going to be caught by Parker. Hits the pylon in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown. That's it. Permian's going to battle Dallas Carter for the Texas Class 5A state championship.
What would it take for you to come up to Texas Stadium?
How about if y'all come out here?
Where? Over at Ratliff Stadium?
Yeah.
I still think there'd be a problem with our fans sitting with your fans.
I don't see any problems. We can bring in extra police to handle crowd control issues.
Mr. McClary, perhaps you're not aware, but we have an all-black community. And frankly, between our communities, there are some issues.
Now, wait a minute. What issues are we talking about?
You know, I'm not going to get into it at this table. It's just different.
How about if we went with a neutral site? Say College Station or San Antonio, somewhere like that. Now, you know what we could do? It's Astrodome.
Astrodome. I got no problem with that.
Good. Let's discuss officials.
Well, I think the simplest thing to do is just get a zebra crew out of some neutral place like San Antonio or something.
Now, are these zebras going to be white or black?
Well, as far as I know, zebras are white and black.
What are we talking about here? Now, how many black stripes these zebras got?
Well, I believe a zebra's got about the same amount of black ones as he does white ones.
How many black stripes you think this zebra's got? Makes sense to hire a crew as is. That's how we always do it.
Don't make sense to me.
Well, it makes sense to me.
Not me.
Well, not a whole lot does make sense to you, does it?
Yeah, there's a lot that makes sense to me.
So you think having an all-black officiating crew is going to somehow help you win the game?
Watch your mouth.
Hey, Coach.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Ben, how you doing?
All right, Coach, you?
Oh, pretty good.
Hi, sir.
How you doing?
Good,
honey.
So we're just out getting flowers for the ladies.
Secretary's week.
Oh, is that right? I'll be down. Well, see, I don't have a secretary, so I guess I don't have to worry about it.
You win state, Coach, we'll get you two secretaries.
Everything all right?
Well, yeah. Everything's going to be just fine. Everything's all right as long as we get out there and get what we need to get done and, you know, win state.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I want it as bad as y'all do, believe me.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you know, Dallas Carter, that's a tough team. Real tough team.
Yeah? Well, we're a pretty tough team, too, Coach.
Yeah, that's true.
Really. So, beat them.
Or what?
Or what? Or... yeah, that'd be a real bad deal for you, Gary, so... All right, let's just get out there and get it done. Get that state championship.
Well, I sure appreciate your support.
We believe in you.
I'm glad you do.
We're behind you, Coach. See you, Sheriff.
That was subtle.
Yep.
Are we going to move again?
It's possible.
No, baby. Alaska.
What about Alaska?
Well, you know, I bet that they are not nearly as serious about their football in Alaska. I think that's a real nice idea. We should go to Alaska, stay there for a couple of years, 20.
Okay.
It's just something to think about, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be really nice. Build us a nice little igloo. Baby, these boys are big.
Yeah, they are. Sure.
Oh, yes, sir, I did, I did.
Right. We got a 6-hour ride, so we can get you some more, okay?
All right, Coach.
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 Uh,
You got room for one more?
Absolutely. Hop on.
Mojo has come to Houston. This is the Astrodome, the eighth wonder of the world, and today it's going to be Odessa Permian versus Dallas Carter. This is a moment these kids have been looking for their whole life. They started playing as eight-year-olds in the Pop Warner fields of Odessa or in Dallas. They dreamed of the state championship, laying in bed late at night, dreaming of their chance to bring home the title for their town, for their team, for their school. Folks, you better lock your doors, turn up the radio, strap yourself in. We've got East Texas versus West Texas. We've got Texas high school football at its finest. No doubt, this crowd is jacked. This is going to be an all-out war.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome Dallas Carter fans.
Permian will be the home team in white. Carter will be the visiting team in red.
To the 1988.
My fellas, let's shake hands, have a good ball game.
Texas 5A, I'm going to bring you a bit all day long Mexican football championships.
Let's go.
Play football.
All right, Dallas kicking off to Permian.
We're underway in the state championship. Harold Jones' kickoff carries 8 yards deep. Palmer should down it there.
Wait, he's going to bring it out.
Gallagher makes the tackle on the 3-yard line, and now Chavez is very slow to get up as he was just blasted to the turf.
Okay, Mike, I want you to be patient in there, all right? Keep your cool.
Yes.
Be a leader, okay?
Yes.
All right, Twins 277 Dolphin. Let's go.
Saturday is finally here. The Texas Bowl is underway. Winchell now, first and 10 for Permian. Inside their 5-yard line. Winchell, under center, will back
here
up.
Here comes Newber!
And just like that, Super safety has given Carter a 2-0 lead.
What scheme are we in?
Whitaker will find Grande on the screen pass as Chavez is leveled, and Grande will take this one to the house for more than 50 yards away. And Clay, there's not a Panther within 10 yards of it.
That's a Carter Cowboy touchdown.
Carter will go for two. They will not kick. No surprise, this team has not kicked an extra point or a field goal all year. Whitaker now with a naked bootleg. Going left will get the 2-point conversion. Cowboys 10, Permian nothing.
What's it like out there, Ivory?
The big. Fast.
Oh, fun ride, huh, big boy?
A dirty.
Ball's gone, ball's gone.
He holding me, Ralph.
Plus they fast.
Yeah, you said that already.
Again, it's going to be Whitaker to Kane from 26 yards away. He levels Chavez.
Oh, and another Carter Cowboy touchdown.
All day long, baby. All day long.
Oh, yeah. You're going
have to wake up. You understand me? Are you going to let the offense do everything, or are you going to help us out some? You going to help us out some? Okay. You have to keep them out in the end zone, because see, if they score more than we do, we lose the game, okay? All right? Yeah. So wake up!
It's been all Carter here in the first quarter.
Carter over 161 yards already, and Panthers minus 21.
Winchell has driven Carter to the field. Comer stuck at the line again.
Great grandma scores. I can't believe that.
Winchell scores again.
Right now, I don't know if we need to worry so much about the score, just whether or not we'll be able to take all these boys home.
Permian's offensive line is being dominated.
What in the world are you doing? Did you see that? He almost killed him.
Play, this game is quickly spiraling out of control. At some point, you've got to worry about the safety of the kids, don't you?
Tell you what, the Panthers came into this ball game really fired up. But right now, they've got the wind just knocked out of them.
You've got to get your head in the game. Are you in the game?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to wake up out there.
Yes, sir.
5 minutes to play in the half. It's been all Carter. They lead 18 to nothing. Third and one on the Permian 40. Whittaker with a pro set in shotgun, looking once again to throw the ball.
Come on, man. Let's go.
McGeary's coming on the zone to win.
Robert Whittaker will look to throw, looking right. Ball is in the air. And it's picked off by Andre Christian. And Andre Christian, the freedom man, is headed to the promised land. He may take this one all the way. Finally, a spark of life in the form of Ivory Christian. Whittaker has taken him down inside the Mojo 5.
We got plenty of time to get in this game. Y'all need to wake up out there and play football, okay? You understand me? You need to find each other. Because you need each other right now, so find each other.
Let's go, let's go. Let's get on the board. Elephant, 37, counter on one. Ready?
That's the Winchell. Drop back. Rolls right. He's going to run it inside the five.
Rolls his way towards the end zone.
Anthony has him, but a great effort by Mike Winchell to stretch himself into the end zone for the Mojo touchdown.
Winchell drives to the goal line, holds the ball
yes!
out over the plane.
He didn't break the plane. Oh, he got it.
Time has run out in the first half, and Coach Gary Gaines and his Mojo Cats trail Carter by 26-7.
What in the hell happened on that
right
screen?
You understand that?
40 yards? Hell no!
You guys are not doing any pass blocking. You're just stepping aside and letting them walk in.
Pop, 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 pop! That's what I want. All of you around that ball.
To go for two and get it every single time, that is ridiculous. Do you realize they have not even
relaxed
field goal yet?
We're not trying to coach y'all now. Coach didn't give y'all all these adjustments, okay? If you do everything the coach told you to do.
2-point conversions. I want those gone. Here's what we're going to do right here. We're going to use our speed. We're going to run Texas Power for 4.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all play like some little girls. Y'all like y'all never played football before. These guys are nothing.
You hear me?
They bleed just like we do.
Yes, sir.
They sweat just like we do.
Do you hear me?
They went through 2 days. We went through 2 days in 110-degree heat.
Yes, sir.
I want you to hit everything to move. If the ref gets in your way, you hit him.
Okay, then. Let's play.
But that's eating us, too. That gives us, too. This is our team. This is us. Let's go right now. Let's get it up now. Let's go.
Furman is going to have to step up here and establish some offensive confidence.
Let's go.
It's real simple. You got 2 more quarters and that's it. Now most of you have been playing this game for 10 years. And you got 2 more quarters, and after that most of you will never play this game again as long as you live. Now you all have known me for a while, and for a long time now you've been hearing me talk about being perfect. Well, I want you to understand something. To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart? With joy in your heart. If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect. I want you to take a moment and I want you to look each other in the eyes. I want you to put each other in your hearts forever, because forever is about to happen here in just a few minutes. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about Boobie Miles, who is your brother. And he would die to be out there on that field with you tonight. And I want you to put that in your hearts. Boys, my heart is full. My heart's full. Ivory.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Get to the first down, Mark. I'm going to hit you as soon as you get there. On one. Ready?
Show me something.
That's the way they play ball.
You know that was a bad call.
Now, if he backs up on the next series, it'll be over. He can't drop back fast enough, all right?
After the blowout of the first half, we've seen a showcase of defense here in the third quarter. The score frozen with Carter on top, 26-14. 10:25 remains in the fourth quarter. It's 3rd and 10 for Carter as Whitaker will stand and hit Drake for 6. Tackled by Thomas. It's going to be 4th down. You know Carter's going for it on 4th.
Unbelievable. James is not even going to consider a punt.
So now Whitaker on 4th down as Carter will go for it. He's going to look for Graff. Graff's the main receiver, and this one bounces off the turf.
Oh, it's complete.
No way.
Got that right here.
Did you see it? Well, I want to talk to whoever did see it. I want to talk to whoever did see it.
This is big, man. Anybody get a better look? Gary? Did you turn?
I turned and looked, but I was blind.
Jason?
I
didn't
go catch.
I couldn't see it. Are you sure he caught that football?
It was a catch, Rick.
Lee Mack set him up. We got 1st down.
Man, what are you talking about?
There's no way. The ball came off the turf.
That is bullshit.
Here's the pass. Whitaker has found Graff, and Graff makes a one-handed phenomenal catch for another Carter TD. Chavez in frustration levels him in the end zone, and that's going to cost Carter a 15-0 kickoff. Following the Carter two-point conversion, then alley 34-14.
These Panthers are getting beat physically. They're getting beat mentally. They're really down. We've seen games like this before,
right,
but Permian's always been on the other end.
Comer got across the five. Comer to the 30, to the 35. Comer could go all the way, folks. Comer,
what a block by
25, 20, 15, 10, 5. That's a touchdown! And Chris Comer has brought Permian back one more time.
We're in this ball game. Go,
game. 5:27 to play. Carter still leads 34-21. They will pitch it to Grande. Ripped away by Chavez!
What a play by Bravo! Come on!
Strong right, 81 total one.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's shock these punks. Strong ride, 81, Trojan horse. Me and you, baby, we got it. Throw it deep. On one, ready?
Go!
Mike Winchell and Don Billingsley will go right. Room to run, but Doc plants his feet. He's looking for a receiver.
Winchell's open!
Winchell's open in the end zone. Winchell makes a tremendous catch. Winchell, with a touchdown reception, scores the Mojo touchdown. But is it too little too late for Coach Gary Gaines? The Mojo defense is really going to have to step it up if they have a prayer of winning the state championship. Grande across midfield, jumped up at the 40, and the clock now has to be a concern for Coach Gary Gaines and the Permian staff. First and 10 now for Carter from the Permian 30, less than 2 minutes to play. One more Carter first down, folks, and that will be it. Grande hit!
They do know how to tackle. All right.
It's my edge. It's my edge.
Second down and long. The clock continues to roll. This will set up third down. Permian desperately needs a stop to get the ball back. Grande right up the gut over Chavez. Maybe just short of what he needs for a first down.
First down here and the game's over.
He didn't make it.
Short. That's short by inches.
Okay.
James immediately signals he's going for it.
James is going to gamble he can get these 4 inches and win the state championship right here, right now.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Texas stunt. Now, Ivory, you and Steen, I want you to twist.
Yes, sir.
Steen, you go first.
Yeah, Coach.
Ivory, you come off his butt into the A-gap.
Yes, sir.
Lucas, I want you to crash the A-gap, too. Now, let's shut these cocky sons of guns down. Now, let's go. Let's shut them down. Let's go.
Let's
go. Let's shut them down right now. Let's
shut them down. Right here. Hey, you can't face
football.
No, it's West Texas football,
bro. Whitaker comes to the line.
Okay, let's go. Come on, D.
Looks across. Calls the cadence.
Cut.
Turn. Hands to his running back. Grande. Grande.
Okay, show them who we are.
Execute. As Winchell gathers his teammates up into a huddle, he can see on the big clock down in the end zone 1 minute and 40 seconds to play. One timeout left, and he has 75 yards of Astrodome turf to go.
12!
Winchell swings it out to Comer. Comer has it, picks up a block. To Billingsley.
Billingsley, great job of picking it up.
Mike Winchell, folks, showing how tough he is to hang in there under unsurmounting pressure. But Winchell appears to be okay, folks. He's one tough dude.
Let's
he's
go,
back
man.
On his
we
feet.
Need you, Mike.
All right. 90.
Mike, you all right? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, man.
Under a minute to play, 52 seconds, as Winchell will stand, take it to Culver. It's a bootleg pass. Trapper helps him off the field.
Feels like it dislocated his shoulder.
Shake it off. Get back out there.
Stone left 90. Green flag. Ready?
Permian with 35 seconds to play. Go to Comer. And Comer go, over the left. Oh.
Did you see that? I'll back up when I'm through talking to you.
Comer is on clear street walking towards the Carter sideline.
Winchell on third down again will drop the pass. Back hard to the turn. And Permian will now have to burn their final timeout with 11 seconds to play in the game.
They have to pass. We have no choice but to pass. All the backs are out.
We got to go to the air.
We got to throw the football.
They ain't got no running back.
Trapper. I'm in running back.
All right, just relax. We're going to pump this back in. Calvert, one, two. We're good to go.
We're going to show the Bronco spot, then drop into the full pass, proving coverage. You got that done.
So, Clay, if you're Gary Gaines, what do you do?
Coach Gaines is done out of running back. He's got to go to the air.
Vertical smash or double out. Can't get a vertical.
I agree.
Coach, we got to get number one across the goal line. Squeeze it.
I agree.
Hang on a second. Billingsley, can you do it?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Can you hang on to the ball?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do I-right wiggle, 34 switch play. Now, let's go, Mike. Let's go.
Hey, Billingsley, they're going to try to strip the ball from you. Cover the points. Roll with it. Don't resist it. You got it, baby. No more fumbles. That's right.
Let's go, baby. It's in your hands. Don't think about that shoulder. Just keep driving your feet. I-right wiggle, 34 switch play for the state championship. I love all y'all, baby. I love all of you. Let's go on one. Ready?
55,000 people in the Houston Astrodome, folks, and every seat is empty because everyone is on their feet. His offensive line digs in. The Carter defense digs in to face him.
Green 12!
We'll run it right down his throat.
He hands it off to Don Billingsley. Billingsley is looking like Larry Zonka.
Come on.
Billingsley pushes it. Runs over another Dallas Carter Cowboy. Down to the 1 yard line. Winchell has to hurry. The clock will start as soon as the ball is reset.
Razor. Let's go, hurry up. 330. Cut.
Mike
miss the heat.
I'm gonna miss the lights.
Yeah. Me too. Stay low, boys. Keep those feet moving.
Hey, Chavo. Be perfect.
You be perfect.
Same, Mike.
See you, Don. See you, Chavo.
Seagull, you fly across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going. Nobody knows where you're from. Here is a man asking a question. Is this really the end of the world? Seagull, you must have known for a long time the shape of things to come. Now you fly through the sky, never asking why, and you fly. Fly away today, and you fly.